Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Fisher back on the show. Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner and educator as well, and the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. And he's one of the guys who we call on to make us think a little bit, help us to get out of our the way we think, which might be holding us back a little bit. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. One of the things you want to talk about, Bob, are some of the things, some of the thinking errors that we make. And you know, I was thinking about one of your points that you make in chapter 4. You called it anchoring, but I was thinking about a baseball metaphor for that. You know, this when a first baseman has his foot on the base and the ball's coming at him. You know, obviously he's trying to stretch, right, to get the ball and keep his foot on the base. But if he's not going to make it, if he can't stretch that far, sometimes the first baseman will just let the ball go by because he thinks he has to keep his foot on the base.
Yes, that's an excellent.
And in baseball they call that nesting. Mm. But in thinking in the way people think about things, you call that anchoring, don't you? They just can't turn it loose. They can't let go.
Absolutely.
Tell us about how that creates problems.
Well, we tend to fixate on numbers, sometimes for very irrational reasons. They did a study and they asked people the last four of their social security number, and then they asked them how many dentists there were in Manhattan. And the people that had low social security numbers predicted low, and the people with high social security numbers predicted high, even though those are not related at all.
Right.
So, I mean, like, if we're a small business owner, and we're going to renegotiate our lease, and we're going to go, we sit down, we talk to our landlord, who's a friend of ours, we don't want to go in and talk about, you know, the high prices of Cadillacs and how expensive houses are. We probably want to sit down and talk to him and tell him about the bargains we got at the dollar store and how much we save by using coupons. And if we do that, and then we can talk about, you know, how low the rents are. We could talk about, you know, we might be in Kentucky and we can talk about how low the rents are in North Dakota. And what we can do is we can sort of anchor him lower, mm-hmm. and we can negotiate in a much more effective way.
So you're saying, were you talking about subliminally trying to get him to think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does that work?
It the studies show it does.
Could that work with my wife?
Yes.
To get her to buy things that are less, that cost less, would that work?
Yes. Absolutely.
She's going to love that I said that.
Well, Jim, I know you love your customers.
I do.
And you know, when you love your customers, sometimes you got to help them make decisions that are in their own best interests. So, like, if you had a jewelry store, someone came in, you know, what you want to do, never start with the least expensive line. Start with a line that's appropriate for that person, mm-hmm. but maybe is a little bit more expensive than you think that they can afford or they think they can afford. And, you know, they'll end up with a much happier purchase.
In country thinking, out in the country, people call this poor mouthing.
Well,
you heard that term before. For example,
I've heard that term.
For example, let's say that I'm back to the negotiating thing. I'm negotiating, and the guy says the guy wants to rent me his space, and I'm interested. And he says, "Hey, you ready to talk about the price?" I say, "Yeah, I do." I said, "I've had some bad news. I've had." I just lost a customer and whatever. So that's poor mouthing, see? And that lowers his expectations. He was hoping to get a premium out of me, And now that I've come in with a little bit of bad news, that makes him think, well, you know what, I might have to discount this thing a little bit.
Well, I think this is a little bit different because, right. You know, what I would do in that situation, you might say, well, you know, I mean, you might be, you know, renting, say, a Class A commercial space, mm-hmm. and there, you know, you can, and then start talking about, you know, Class C industrial space, right? And it's space that's clearly inappropriate for your business, but you know it's much cheaper, mm-hmm. and so you start there.
You see, as an alternative. Well, you know, I don't have to have this Class A stuff. I can probably get. I'd like to have it, but I only have a budget for Class B.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I still think the country folks should call that poor mouthy. Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. We got some more of these, some of these thinking ideas, and sometimes errors that we make. And Bob will help us with that. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.